Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Not Another Teacher podcast with me, Martin Malone.
And me, Poppy Gibson.
We're here to help you protect your mental and physical health so that you can thrive both in and out of the classroom.
Yes, right? And forever and ever.
Yeah. Episode 5. And this one, I know you said you wanted to tackle anxiety, which I think is something that it's a key one because so many teachers suffer with it, don't they? Especially on a Sunday night. Especially, it seems to get worse, like when you've had a break. So even though Easter holidays are coming up now and everyone's on Easter holidays, that anxiety will be like next level when they're going back.
And not just teachers, you know, Martin, because I know with so many of my students who aren't even in the profession yet, even just the anxiety of thinking about teaching.
Yeah,
making decisions on like which profession, like, you know, which path to go into teaching with and which school to get a job at, even before you get the job. I think there's so much anxiety in this. Like, hopefully we can unpick some of that today. And also, yeah, just share some strategies. I'm hoping we can unpick some strategies for helping deal with anxiety.
Yeah, I think that's key because I think a lot of anxiety comes down to two things, really. Like, one, not living your like authentic self, and the second part of it is not being prepared. So I know everyone, like, when I talk about not getting being prepared, I know there'll be people who kind of, every teacher will get their plan and ready and get it sorted that way. But actually, if you actually start treating your life like you treat your school work, a lot of that anxiety can go. So, you know, if you go, right, well, let me get 5 outfits ready for the week so that I don't have to think about what clothes this week. I can just grab them. Let me think about what I'm going to eat each night for tea. Let me just get my breakfast ready. Let me prep my lunches. Let me literally sit down for 10 minutes, plan my week, and think about the little tasks which I want to do in school this week. And if you take that, that 10 minutes, It makes a lot of it there, because most times teachers will not be anxious, or at least this was my case. Like, I was never anxious about teaching. After a holiday, for some reason, all teachers, we all get that fear of like that we've forgotten how to teach. But say on a normal Sunday night, I'd never be anxious about like, oh God, the lessons I've got to teach. It's more everything else that comes with school. And I think it's that massive rush that everyone's in all of the time.
Yeah, and the fear of forgetting stuff. I love your idea, the one thing you mentioned there, like prepping outfits. I've started doing that, not for the whole week, that's far too organised, Martin, but like on like a Sunday night, I'll just put like my dress ready, my blazer, and in the morning, like, you feel like you're just smashing adulthood. Like, I'm like, I have 5 minutes in bed because I can see my clothes are right there. Like, it sounds a small thing, but otherwise I'm like manically throwing all my clothes on the floor. Like, I have nothing to wear. That's such a simple one. It's such a good game changer.
And do you know what? I think when it comes to stuff like anxiety, the simple tips are the best. Like, the simple tips are the best, but no one really wants to hear them because they're not as exciting. They're not something which is just going to switch it off straight away. But if you do take half an hour each weekend and go, do you know what? I'm just going to get everything I need to get ready. You're just going to feel so much better because you're going to go into that Sunday night just feeling like, oh, I'm prepared. And quite a lot of that anxiety is going to be, I'm not prepared. I know I've got stuff to do in the morning. I know I've got to pack my school bag. I know I've got to make sure I've got everything. Where if you get up on Sunday morning, make yourself a coffee or a tea or whatever it is and go, right, I'm just going to spend half an hour now getting everything ready. The rest of your Sunday is going to be good because you're going to feel less anxious because you're feeling more prepared. A little bit like when teachers put off marking books. You know, when you bring books home over the weekend and you say you'll do them Friday night, and you go, I'll leave until Saturday, and then it becomes Sunday, and then it becomes Sunday night.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do them at one point. And it always reminds me of that saying of like the story of Eat the Frog. Have you ever heard of that philosophy?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Say it. I love it.
Yeah. So it's that idea that the worst thing that you can ever do is eat a frog. So you might as well do it the minute you get up, because otherwise you're just going to spend all day thinking about how you've got to eat the frog, and then you still got to eat it. And it's the thing with this, like, if you take half an hour, get the things ready that you need to get ready. And I'm not just talking about, like, getting all planning done and everything like that. Hopefully you can get all that done in school time or as much as possible. I'm talking about the life stuff that you're going to need, so you can just wake up on a Monday morning and not feel like you're rushing. And you can just take that time that way.
So let's say, okay, so number one, get your outfit ready for Monday.
Yeah.
Number two, you mentioned meal prep. Oh, I bet you are such a meal prepper, Martin.
Do you know what? I am and I'm not. Like,
what does it look like for you? What do you do?
I think for me, like, I'm not a big fan. If I fancy stuff like overnight oats, I'll batch cook them, because I very much believe that if you're making one of it, you might as well make five, because it takes the same time. But for me, it's all about having everything in. So I'm a firm believer when it comes to food that even though we all like variety, we'll generally stick to the same meals.
Yeah.
So I take 10 minutes to plan out what I'm going to have. Well, we'd rather take 10 minutes to plan out what we're going to have. And then we'll go to the shops, we'll get the food in, and the food's ready for the week. So, like, I know it's not so much that I have all my food prepped, like my breakfasts. No. But I literally just have eggs with a bit of cheese and some frozen peppers and onions in the morning, which I know takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know on a Sunday that I have enough eggs, enough cheese, and enough frozen veg so that I'm not panicking with anything. With my lunches, they're the only thing that I prep. The minute I like having jack of potatoes, so I will cook five on a Sunday, let them cool, put them in the fridge, and then I'll just have one with like a tin of beans or some ham and cheese.
This is so organized. Now I know why you're like doing so well in life. Like, who cooks? It's so like, one day I wish I am just living like you, Martin, like cooking five potatoes on a Sunday for the week. I end up having to go to the canteen and buy like crisps and like a chocolate bar.
But it's little things like that, like literally just, I'm not one of these to like prep and make. Like, I wouldn't be one of these. You see people online where they'll batch cook for the whole week, and you can tell they spend hours in the kitchen. Mine is literally get five potatoes, wrap them in tin foil, stick the oven on, come back in an hour. And it's that little thing of like 2 second jobs.
I love it. That's
what I think a lot of the meal prep should be. 2 second jobs, which you can do at the weekend, so it's sorted for the week. Same with your clothes, get them ready. Same with your school bag. Literally, on the Sunday morning, get everything packed so that you're not rushing around when you're tired that night or on the Monday morning. And you know, I think what the beauty is as well, if you make your school bag on a Sunday morning, just pack the things that you need so you know you've got it. If you have forgot something, you will probably remember it during that day and go, oh, I need to stick that in. When you rushed at night or on a Monday morning, it's probably going to be too late. And it's just those little, tiny little bits which can just take that anxiety away. We have the same kind of level of happiness through the week, but we pick where we have it. So you can either have an hour of blobbing on the couch watching Netflix and then have a bit of a chaotic week, or you can have an hour of prepping everything on a Sunday morning, and then your week is that little bit easier and nicer. Yeah. So you're either having that hour of TV, or you're having a nicer week on the whole. And that's the big one, I think.
I love it.
And once you've got it, like, set yourself up with like a little reward on that Sunday for getting everything done, whether it's having a chill, whether it's going visiting family and friends, like whatever it is, maybe it's a bubble bath, whatever it is, where you're like, do you know what? I'm having this.
Yeah.
Like, get me ready.
I'm organized.
I'm ready. And this is me just ticking off the end of the week. Get to bed nice and early. Try and have a good sleep. And it's just all these little things which over time are just going to reduce that anxiety.
Yeah, I love it. And another thing I've started doing, Martin, as well, kind of similar, I used to always come home on Friday, like drive home from work with like empty tank of petrol. And then Monday, when the traffic is crazy, yeah, like getting onto M25, whatever, you know, then I'm stressing, trying to get to the petrol garage and there's a queue. But my new thing, even on a Friday, I just want to get home. I go through the petrol garage, fill up my tank, and then I just know one last stress. So see, I can do some prep.
Do you know what? That's again, that's the thing about that happiness. You're picking when you want that happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can either have it on that Friday, you can get home that tiny bit earlier and feel a little bit better, or you can have it on the Monday, knowing that you go to work stress-free. Mm-hmm. And it's balancing them up when you're weighing up, even though it's probably tough every week to turn to the petrol station rather than just going straight home.
Yeah.
You know that that feels better than being on the Monday and being panicked and being stressed and so many more variables that way.
Yeah. And like you say, it's really true what you say. You're going to have to do it at some point. Like, yeah, it's not like if I don't fill up with petrol on Friday, I'm never going to have to do it. So, it makes sense. Just if you're going to have to do the stuff, don't leave it all till Sunday. It's really good advice.
See, and that's what I think it is. Like, when it comes to anxiety, a lot of it is just not feeling prepared. And the more that you can just get stuff lined up for yourself, mm-hmm, the more relaxed you're going to feel with it. As I say, the other side for me is always when you're not living your authentic life. And I think that comes a lot more with the boundaries you set. Now, I know we talked about that a lot last time, about saying no, setting those boundaries. But I think that has a massive part to play in anxiety as well. Because if you're not living authentically, you're saying yes to everyone, you're not setting those boundaries and you're feeling swamped at work, well, then that anxiety is going to creep on. So short term, it's to pack your bag, get everything set, get everything ready. But then long term, it's setting those boundaries. Because if you're setting those boundaries, that anxiety will go over time as well. Because you're not being asked to do as much. You're not going to feel as overwhelmed. You're going to feel like you can actually be a teacher in the classroom rather than all the admin and thinking, God, I can't wait till the kids go at 3 o'clock so I can actually do my real job. Like, it's that bit of it. And I think it comes in those balances, like getting everything prepped, mm-hmm, getting everything ready. But at the same time, like looking at the long term of those boundaries as well.
Yeah, I love that. So we've got number one, being your authentic self. Sorry, my croaky voice. Do you know what? I had acupuncture today. I had acupuncture and I forgot. So I haven't had it for a few years. I forgot the absolute like fatigue afterwards. And like, I've totally lost my voice. So yeah, like I'm too relaxed. I think I'm actually too relaxed right now. But yeah, so we've got number one, being your authentic self. Number two, prep. I would add another one. I think number three is perspective.
Yeah.
Because I think you can be your authentic self, have boundaries, you can be prepped, but you can still be absolutely freaked out about going to work the next day. So my top tip here would be talk to people around you, whether that's someone you live with or texting a friend or chatting to someone or online, you know, on one of your groups online, like sharing how you're feeling, because often, like I have found, I can be really worried about something coming up in my week. But I'm currently part of a really good women's action learning network. And in that, it's about not giving people advice, but asking questions to make them reflect. And I found that's what helps me. When I reflect on my situation, you often find it's not that bad. Like the thing you're stressing about isn't that bad. And sometimes talking to someone, you know, maybe you've got, I don't know, your appraisal coming up at work, your teaching appraisal or a lesson observation, and you're really worried how it's going to go. But if you just share that worry with someone, often they'll make you realize that this is a 30-minute, one-hour thing in your week. It will be fine. You will get through it. You've got through appraisals before. You've had lesson observations before, whatever it is. So I think perspective is another one. Sometimes we can get so worked up. But honestly, talking about that feeling can also help it dissipate.
Oh, 100%. And do you know what? One thing you said there, which really stood out, is sometimes when you just say it out loud, sometimes when you say it out loud, you kind of realize like, oh, like that isn't as bad as I thought it was. And it's not that you've been working up, but our brains, like we are wired to be negative. Like that is That's how the human race has survived. You know,
exactly.
Don't walk out in front of that car. You will die. Don't eat those berries. They could be poisonous. Like, these are the thoughts that come into our mind. And it's what's actually got the human race to where it is. But we're just in a technological age now where that negativity danger isn't there as much. And instead, we're just using those negative thoughts on ourselves. Everything in our brain becomes massively overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot with, like, the people I work with, like, we'll on WhatsApp, like, voice note each other and stuff like that a lot. And now and again, they will have a problem and they'll voice note it. And by the time they finish the voice note, they're already talking about, well, actually, it isn't as bad as I thought. And actually, do you know what I'd do? I'd probably do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because they've said it out loud.
Yeah, they've reflected on it.
You hear something and it's coming out of your mouth and it just seems a bit more clearer, a bit more coherent, and you can see the problem while you're saying it.
I love that.
I think that's the key one. And the only thing I would say where to watch out would be, like, where you were talking about online and stuff like that. I agree. I think there's loads of brilliant Facebook groups out there. But I also think there's some which are incredibly negative.
Yeah, that is
good. Judging the one that you want to be in. I've seen somewhere, you know, it's not that they're negative to the person, but there's other people out there who are just negative and they will zap everything.
And they feed off misery, don't they? Some of these keyboard warriors.
And they will be the ones that normally comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen stuff where someone might have put something online and they'll have done it in an anonymous group. And I always like to see it from both points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see with both points of view sometimes. And they'll say something about the head where they'll say, you know, this or that or that. I saw one once where someone was saying, oh, it's really unfair. It's my 50th birthday. I want to spend time with my family. But the head said I can't have a birthday off, even if I have an unpaid. And I was like, well, I do get that. It's a special occasion. And you're saying I'll do it unpaid. At the other side of it, I can see the head being like, well, no, like, this is your job. And it will be an absolute nightmare for us to try and sort this out. And it's a birthday. Like, it's your birthday. You can do that at the weekend.
And if you do it for one, you've got to do it for all. It's a slippery slope.
And the comments were like, that head doesn't respect you. You should get the union in. If I was you. And I thought, this is like totally extreme.
Yeah, that really escalated.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with a Facebook group and stuff like that. I think there's some amazing ones out there. And I think it's probably just, before posting something in one of them, probably looking at a couple of the other comments and posts and saying, like, oh, how's this gone? Because you want that balanced opinion with it, I think, and that's the big one.
Yeah, and also I would just say I would never post, like, names, of course, nothing like that. But if you just yourself need to share that, you know, you're feeling worried about something, you can definitely get moral support. But yeah, that's really good advice. I like, just imagine that whatever you post, your school's going to see, and then just think, is this wise? I think that even about, like, even now I'm working at university, I always think, because I know I've got colleagues on there, so I always think, my colleagues, before I type anything, my colleague's going to see this. My student's going to see this. That's how you have to sense yourself. And honestly, Martin, like, my biggest, I don't know, I'm confessing this, my biggest bugbear, right? I have so many songs that I love that I cannot put on reels because I will not put a swear word on a reel because I think that's the teacher in me, right? But like today I had a song that I really wanted to put on my reel on Instagram and I was like, I can't, it has a swear word. And I was searching for ages to try and find a clean version and I couldn't, so I couldn't use that song. And I'm like, but you're like, you know, swearing's not the worst thing in the world, but on principle I will not put a swear word and I would never ever swear on social media. So some of that is that primary teacher maybe ingrained in me.
I know what you mean. Like, I don't mind using memes or music that does. What I won't myself. Like, I did it, because funny enough, there's a completely going off on a tangent. There's like social media pages I follow and stuff like that. And they actually said that videos that have swear in it are seen by more people than videos that don't. Like when you're driving out. So I was like, oh, okay. And I filmed one video where I swore in it. And I was just like, no, I deleted it. I was just like, it's not me. Do you know, like, and it was that, I was like, okay, well, maybe we should put this in. And I think that's it. And it's like we were talking about, they're like, live an authentic self.
Yeah, yeah, it goes back to point one. Yeah, 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 exactly. Don't ever compromise on you, like, where you don't have to. Obviously, you know, there are some things in teaching where you do have to compromise, you know, like, I wouldn't wear my weekend outfit to uni, but, like, you have to compromise, you have to be professional. But, yeah, you certainly, I'm glad you did. I do want to see that video, though.
I haven't got it. It didn't get posted anywhere. I just filmed it and was just like, as it said, and then just nim. Like, no, this is
me.
We
all just want to know what the swear word was.
Well, I'd say more. I don't really like swearing on stuff. So.
We will not swear on this podcast. You have it official.
But that's it. But I think it's so interesting in that, because, like, I know we've gone with my mates and stuff and we're chatting. We'll all always swear loads of times, but I just never would in a professional setting.
Same.
That's the big thing. Like, it's your standard. It's being your authentic self. It's being who you want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing in teaching, like, which can get rid of a lot of anxiety, like, you being yourself.
Exactly. I love that. Yeah. So we've got, okay, let's check. Number one, be yourself. Number two, be prepared. Number three, find perspective. Actually, one more thing I wanted to say on find perspective, but we got distracted talking about swear words. So I was saying, we were talking about it's good to share. And actually, I love that you said voice notes, because if you don't want to send a voice note to someone, you can always send it yourself in WhatsApp. That's quite a good reflection tool. But the other thing that I encourage my students to do is say, what would you say to someone else with this problem?
Yeah.
So say, like, you're saying, oh my God, I'm so stressed about my appraisal. And say, okay, imagine someone was saying to you, what advice would you give to them? And so I think as well, when you try and look at what you're dealing with through someone else's eyes, hypothetically, you kind of realize it's not such a big deal.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, perspective is a big, big one, but it's really hard, isn't it? We all have anxiety. And because it's so subjective, we don't know how everyone else feels anxious.
Yeah.
That's really hard. Like, we all feel anxious. Like, you wouldn't be human if you didn't. But some of us just have better coping strategies. So I think this is really good. What we're talking about today is how we can all develop better coping strategies.
Yeah, because I think that's the big thing. And don't get me wrong, as you said, people will deal with anxiety differently. People will have different extremes of it. But that's what it's about. It's giving you more coping mechanisms, because if you are using those coping mechanisms, no matter how much anxiety you suffer with, it will get slightly better and you will get slightly better with it. And it's just building it that way, isn't it? And it's a bit like, you'll get anxiety from trying new things because you'll be nervous about them. You'll get anxiety from all different things. Like I think what's funny is, like, obviously the students you work with will be anxious and teachers in general will be anxious, but they will be two completely different types of anxious, because the students are anxious about something new which they are doing. The teachers will be anxious about kind of maybe routines or habits that they've got into, which they know don't really align with how they want to live.
That's really interesting. And you know, I like that you mentioned routine, because a big one for me in breaking down anxiety is about switching up routine. So for me, I don't know about you, Martin, but, like, say, you know, when you get to, like, Thursday, it's pre-Friday Eve, it's good, Friday's perfect, and then Friday night I'll normally plan something really nice at home, you know, like a special dinner or takeaway maybe on Friday. Saturday, amazing, I'll do fun stuff all day, amazing meal. And then Sundays I found I was just having, like, basic meal because I was like getting stressed about the week already. But now I switch up and now I have my best meal on a Sunday. And I don't mean a roast, because again, for me personally, that gets too routiney. But like, you know, there are loads of those like spice boxes you order in the post, you make meals. Like, so I always used to have that on the Friday or Saturday, you know, with like the Brazilian music in the kitchen, glass of wine. Now I do that cool thing on the Sunday. So like all weekend, I'm actually looking forward to the Sunday night, because the Sunday night is going to be vibes, going to be music in the kitchen and good food. And so actually shifting my best meal to my Sunday night, making my Sunday night like my Friday night, also has really helped me with that Sunday night fear. Because that is the thing, right? It's the Sunday night fear. That was the first thing you said to you when we were talking about ideas for this show, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's it. And that Sunday night fear is like something I think every teacher goes through. And I think no matter how prepared you're going to be, you're probably going to get a little bit of it still. But it's about it just being a little bit, rather than being something which feels like it's just crippling you, which I think... a lot of teachers feel now. It's like they feel physically sick about, like, oh God, I've got to go to school tomorrow, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And it's not from working with the kids most of the time. It's all those other tasks you've got. And if you can get good routines, if you can make Sunday night feel a little bit better, to me, I think that's the biggest one with it.
Definitely. And also planning. Another thing that I found really good is planning like a Wednesday night treat. So there's like a really lovely little place that's open up near me called Oh Happy Creative. It's like, it does pottery workshops and stuff like this. And like the other day I went with my friend Kelly and we painted each other's portraits. Like I was totally out of my comfort zone because I'm absolutely cool for art. But it was just like doing something different on a Wednesday, on a school night. You know, you still feel guilty like out on a school night. But yeah, just having something nice midweek planned just to break up the week for me as well is really good.
No, I think that's it. And it's the more you can do there. And I think actually if you're doing something midweek, it's also you're getting out of those kind of stigmas of like those kind of stories that teachers tell themselves about, like, the week is for work and I can do something at the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm too tired to do something on a Wednesday night, so I won't do it. No, getting routines where you can do it.
Exactly.
It's those big ones. And I think the more you're living authentically like that, the more you're giving yourself those treats, the more you're focusing on your routine as a whole, the better it's going to be and the more that anxiety is just going to go.
Definitely. And I think through it all, you just have to remember you're in control. Because sometimes you feel like you're so bound by the timetable, the start day, the finish time, like all of these things that are so like, it's almost suffocating, but you have freedom within that and you have total freedom outside of that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you mustn't forget, is that you will feel the anxiety, but you can balance that also with excitement and joy. So if you are feeling anxious, what can you plan that's going to bring you excitement and joy to balance that and get you through the day almost?
Yeah, and that's it. And I think that's the biggest one. I think too many teachers just give up on all that, don't they? It's like, oh, I'll just work now. And it just creeps in. But you say it's getting rid of that anxiety by just making sure that you're putting yourself first and keeping in control.
Yeah. And actually, I wanted to say one thing. I saw a really good video of yours recently. It was the one where you like come through the door and you've got your marking to do. Yeah. And you're like, when you get home, and I know that feeling, like you feel like you are absolutely dead on your feet. And then you gave some really good advice and you said, actually, instead of just like slumping on the sofa, go out. And that is such good advice. And I've started doing that like the last few months. When you feel exhausted, actually go out, get motivated and get the fresh air. I thought that was a really good video. And I think the hard thing that is not on our side, Martin, is that TV is so good. Like there's so much true crime to watch. We must not give in to the true crime. We must go outside.
But do you know what that's in? Because there's different types of rest and there's different types of exhaustion. And as hard as teachers work, you will never be physically exhausted from being in the classroom. You will be sometimes mentally a lot, probably most of the time emotionally exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. And those two, you will feel tired, but when you go on a walk, you're going to get the fresh air, which is going to feel good. Hopefully, as it's getting to summer, get a bit of sunlight as well. You're going to be in a different environment. Your brain's going to be working different ways in the background, and you're just going to start to feel better. And you're not actually, like, your legs aren't tired. Your body's not tired. It's just your mind, which you can switch off when you're on that walk. And that's a different one. It's actually, like, that helps a lot with mental exhaustion, like doing some physical activity, which is going to release the endorphins. But what's funny is like TV as well is good for like emotional exhaustion. It depends on the person. So it depends how you kind of restore that. Because obviously sleep is to rest your physical, but stuff like your emotional, you need to top up that energy some way. And two of the best ways is one is obviously seeing family and friends. And another really good way is watching something that not particularly, I wouldn't say something new, but watching something that, like a show that you really love, that gives you comfort.
Like comfortable.
That you don't have to do it. Like for me, I love stuff like The American Office, Park and Recs and stuff like that, where you can just watch it and by the end of it, you feel good. You don't have to think about much because you already know what's going on, but you just like watching it, chilling, relaxed. It takes you out your own mind for a little bit and it just restores your energy. And it's different ones like that. And I think that's a big one with teaching. Like, unless you've had a mad day, teachers will never be physically exhausted, but they'll be mentally and they'll be emotionally exhausted. Yeah. But the trouble is, the only way we get told how to deal with exhaustion is the physical kind. So they go to bed early, which is no good for most teachers because half of them suffer with insomnia. So you're probably not going to sleep anyway. It's those things and that balance that way where it should be, okay, well, do you know what? I've had a really tough day emotionally, so I need to, if watching TV is your comfort for it, going for a walk, or it can be like going and visiting family and friends and chatting and talking in a setting which isn't school, to kind of change it that way. And I think all those things, just build it in.
I love that. And I think naturally, if you are topping up your well-being in all of those ways, you are going to feel less anxious because you're going to be feeling better about life generally. Okay, right. Let's summarize. Okay, so we had number one, be authentic.
Yeah.
Be yourself, right? Okay, number two, be prepared. I'm going to work harder on that this week, by the way. I'm going to do 5 jacket potatoes. No, I'm not that. I'll never do it. Number three was put things in perspective. And then number four, be active.
Yeah.
Be active, whatever that looks like for you. Actively do something that isn't school.
That's it. And it's just doing them. And if you're ticking as many of them as you can, it's just going to really, really help that way. Because it's just going to take it. If you make school your entire life, you're just going to get more and more anxious about it. Where if you make it part of your life, you have to like take emails off your phone.
You're probably
really anxious at first doing it. But I remember having a conversation, like I used to always have my emails on my phone, always used to have them. And one day I just took them off and the head emailed me one night. And he was never one to really email loads, but he emailed one night and I come in the morning and he was like, what do you think about why I asked you about the thing? I said, I don't know what you're on about. And he was like, I'll send you an email. And I said, oh, you know, I've only been in 20 minutes. I get all the stuff prepped first and then I look at my emails. And he said, oh, why did you take them off your phone? I said, don't check them outside of work anymore. And he just went, but he just went, okay. And this is where I think sometimes stuff can be bad like that. It wasn't the fact he didn't expect me to answer my emails straight away every night, but I just was. So when it didn't, he was like, why didn't you? And then when he went, I don't do that anymore. I'm just going to keep them at work. He was like, oh, okay. Because he knew that boundary.
Yes.
And he would still email me at night, but he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't going to get the answer and he wasn't like stressed for the answer. And I think that sometimes can be the big one. Like you just setting those boundaries in school.
Definitely. Oh, and if anyone hasn't listened to episode 4 about saying boundaries, do listen back.
No, but I think it's probably a good place to wrap up there. I think we've talked a lot about anxiety and there's loads that people can get off this, but I think definitely getting out in the fresh air, living your authentic self, prepping as much as possible and giving yourself those like Sunday night rewards can be massive.
Yeah, do your best meal with the music on loud on a Sunday night, trust me.
Sounds good.
And if anyone else bakes 5 potatoes on a Sunday, do you share photos and tag me? Want to see who is Martin inspired with his potato prep?
You know what, though? I love it because I know people will make sandwiches and stuff like that, but I just think with it, it's something which is a bit more filling, it's a bit nicer, and you can heat it up and it's hot.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It's good. I commend you. I have nothing but praise.
Bad. Well, we'll wrap it up there then. And yeah, hopefully everyone's enjoyed it. And we'll leave it there for now.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye now.
Bye.